As you know, in our morning services, we will, before the morning message, we have a children's message, okay? We're going to flip it around today. This is the adult message, and then the rest of the time is going to be children, okay? Now, adults, please listen. Some of you may be tempted to check out because, one, I will be speaking pretty directly with children. Maybe you don't have children or young children in your home, and so you're tempted to just check out because this doesn't apply to you. I want to stop you and urge you to not check out. Realize this truth. Realize that you know people that have children. Realize that you are around people that have children. Realize that someday down the road you may have children, or your children may have children, or that someday you may be able to help or counsel somebody that has children. Does that cover everybody? Okay, good. All right, so another reason why is in the Word of God, we have a direct address to children. And so shouldn't we listen to all the parts of the Word of God, or do we only pick and choose? No, let's listen to it all. Now, also, adults, listen. So often in our church services, we tailor things to you, to the adult, don't we? And I'm part of that. I'm very much a part of that. I want you to notice in this letter, verse 1 starts with what word? 6:1. Children. What does that tell you about the church in Ephesus? They had children. Now, who do you think Paul's addressing here? It's not a trick question. Adults, you're... I don't have all day now. It's talking to children, right? Children. We've just got done talking with wives and husbands, and we're addressing them very clearly. And now we're approaching family, and children are addressed. Children in verse 1 and verse 4, we have fathers, and you can include in that mothers as well. But today, we're going to focus in on verses 1 through 3. Now, I gave you a handout. Again, this was something that I put together this morning. This was something that I believe the Lord brought to my mind this morning, and this may change and flex, okay? But this is a beginning draft of a worksheet that I will use as I work with parents that have children, and a way of helping people know how to parent their children, helping children know how to be children. And so again, I'm hoping to improve on this, to add or take away things. And again, if you have ways that you could assist or different ideas, different wording, I'd be open to that. But the handout is more or less a guide for you. You can take notes, put notes and scriptures down on it. But again, it is a picture of what you see up here on this stage, this object lesson. I think that covered everything for you guys, for the adults. Children, are you ready? All right. Who can read? I need a reader. Sophie, Eli, and Grace. Grace, you all can read. Oh, I have three verses. Sophie, I would like you to read verse 1. So Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1. Okay, can you read that verse? Very good. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Grace, would you read verse 2, please?
Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise.
Honor your father and your mother, which is the first commandment with promise. Eli, would you mind reading? Okay, verse 3, you got it. Yep. Good job. Thank you. Thank you very much. That it may be well with you, and that thou mayest live long on the earth. First, let's talk about children. Let's talk, who do we consider to be children? Do you guys consider yourselves to be children? Let me ask you guys, do you? Why do you consider yourselves to be children? Haley, what are you saying there? Because you're not a teenager. Oh. Well, now that's an interesting thought. Gideon. Because you're not old enough, so it's about age. Do you guys think you're children? Do you? Do you think they're children? Mom. No, do you think they're children?
Oh, yes.
Now, okay, so here's a definition, a working definition that I have for children in the context of this scripture, okay? And I trust that this will help, because in this passage we have children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. We have honor your father and mother. So we have two specific commands or instructions. And as you see on your sheet here, children, they are to, from infancy to youth, they are to honor through obedience. Honor through obedience. And then adulthood, children are to honor through respect. Now, in this passage, you have the two commands, obey and honor. Obey and honor. Children, I define as those who are reliant upon their parents for survival, for help, and even if it is not their entire life, but even parts of it, if they're still reliant upon their dad or mom to some regard, I would consider that a child. Now, with that in mind, the reason I define it that way is because as you think about parenting, and we're going to talk more about what that means, but as you think about parenting, parenting involves responsibility for children. As children, as you guys grow up, you guys are going to have more responsibility, and your parents are going to have less responsibility. And as you guys demand responsibility from your parents, you need to obey them. But as you grow up and as your parents are no longer responsible for you, there is released, you are released from this command to obey, but you are still to honor. Okay? Now, parents, maybe that's a scary thought for you, but that's called growing up. And that's called as we as children, we grow up and we move out of the home, and as parents no longer have responsibility over their children, therefore the child is no longer obeying their parents, but there is still honor. And I believe honor continues all through life. What is it, children, what does it mean to obey? To listen, okay? So let me ask you a question, all right? If I tell you, Acadian, to get up and jump four times, and you hear me, but you don't get up and do it, did you obey? Well, did you listen to me, though? You did listen. But did you obey? No. Okay, so is it listen, or is it more than that? You do it. And you listen. Hey, good job. Did you guys get that? You do it. You listen and you do it. All right, now, here's another question when we talk about obedience. Okay, your parents tell you to do something. You listen, but you do it on your own time schedule. Are you obeying? I'm going to illustrate the importance of this later using this journey of life here, but the importance when you think about obeying is you're doing it. You're doing what your parents tell you to do at the right time with the right attitude. You're doing what your parents tell you to do at the right time with the right attitude. All right? You guys get that? Okay, let me hear you. You are doing what your parents tell you to do at the right time with the right attitude. All right, so do you guys understand what I mean by right attitude? All right, your parents tell you to go do the dishes, and you don't want to do the dishes. And you go and do the dishes, but the whole time you are moaning and groaning and yelling and kick. You don't want... What is that? You're not obeying, are you? Now, let's look at the text again. Let's look at our Bibles. Children, obey your parents in the Lord. Ooh. In the Lord. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Okay, what do you think it means to obey your parents in the Lord? That's part of it, yes. Just not to do it, but to do it for Him, for the Lord, yes. What else does it include? Obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Parents, what do you think? Right. Did you guys hear that? You see, the Apostle Paul realizes that you as kids don't really have a choice about things, do you? You guys are just playing. You're born, and you got your parents. You got your mom, your dad. You got them. And you didn't have a choice in the matter, huh? I remember growing up, and there was times when I wish I had some different parents. I wish I could have gone and had some of the fun times that some of my other friends did, but my parents didn't let me. But you know what? You don't have a choice, do you? You're young. Who's stronger, your parents or you? Kadian, it's not you, buddy. I know, I'm just teasing you. Now, you guys, you know what I mean, right? But listen, in the Lord is a very important safeguard for you children, okay? Because God cares about you children. Jesus Christ, when He was on this earth, He loved children. There was a time when He called a little child and He called him right up and put him on His lap. Jesus! How many of you would like to be that person? Yeah. Yes. You guys can say it. But see, listen. Obeying your parents in the Lord, for this is right. You obey your parents as long as they are instructing you in the ways of God and things that are pleasing to the Lord. I know that there are children in our world today, and maybe you know some, I don't know if you do, but maybe you know some, but I know there are children in our world today that have parents that want their children to do things that are wrong, that want their children to do things that are sinful. And I want you to know that the Bible is not telling those children to just go out and sin and do wrong things. The Bible is saying you are to obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. And there are children that had a very difficult life. And their parents have a very difficult time obeying because their parents are not walking with the Lord. But this is where the second commandment comes into play. Because all throughout life, we are to, what does it say? Honor your father and your mother. Now, where do you think that verse comes from? Does that sound familiar from anything in the Old Testament, children? Think 10. Good. The Ten Commandments. You guys remember the Ten Commandments? You do? Good. Excellent. Yes, those are instructions that God gave to his people. And there were 10 specific ones, and there's a whole bunch of other ones, but God seemed to zero and focus some attention on these 10 commandments. And that's focused throughout the Bible. Even Jesus' ministry, he focused on these 10. And so a part of those 10 commandments is honor your father and your mother. Wow. That's a pretty important command. Now, kids, listen. When Moses brought those commandments to the people of Israel, who do you think he shared them with? Was it all the people? Just the adults? Just the kids? Who? I think he shared them with all of them. Everybody had to listen to those commandments. Young and old alike. Honor your father and your mother. What does it mean to honor? Come on, guys. Respect. Good. It means to respect. Another way you could say it is you give value to. You give right value to it. And so, in other words, the focus of this second command is not necessarily on the actions, but on position. By nature, by the very position that your parents hold in your life, they are to be honored and respected because of who they are, because of their position. Now, you may have people, and I may have people, question me on that in regards to those parents that are not respectable. And sadly, there are parents out there, and I pray there's none in this church, but there are parents in this world that are not respectable, do not care about their children, are frankly not worthy of honor because of their actions. But I want you to know something, that the Word of God here is very clear and helpful to us, in that it instructs us to honor our parents because of the position that God has given to them in your life, young people. Older folks, we are to be caring for our parents and honoring them as well, I believe, to the day they die. And we honor them and we respect them. We give them value because of who they are and because of the role that they have played in our lives. A child who is in a home where the parents are not respectable, the child honors them best. Listen to this. The child honors them best by obeying God in everything and not demeaning or belittling his parents. Did you catch that? If you're in a home, children, if you have a friend, you're in a home where your parents are not pleasing the Lord, the best way you can honor your parents is by obeying God, pleasing God, living for God, and not demeaning or belittling your parents. A child must not encourage the evil, nor act in ways that are evil. Now, this is a hard place for a child to be. Adults realize that. Realize that kids don't have a choice. They're born into these homes. And church, we have a responsibility not only to share the love of Christ and to bring this message across, but to help protect our children and to protect the little ones that are out and around us, to love them. Honor your father and your mother. How about that one? Yes, we're to honor, but it says, who are we to honor? You get to choose, huh? Can you choose? Or what's it say? Honor who?
Father and mother.
Has there ever been a time, children, when you really like either your dad and then your mom, she's kind of told you not to do something, and so when dad comes home, he's the hero? Or it could be the other way around. Dad just had to discipline you, and now you like mom. Has you ever been like that? Yeah. You know what, children, listen. God's given parents a responsibility. And we're going to talk to the parents next time. It's going to be a couple weeks, so parents, you're going to have to hang on. We're going to talk to the parents. We're going to talk to them about how to rightly instruct and parent. But children, listen, the Bible's teaching some clear responsibility for you. You are to obey your parents, and you are to honor your father and mother. What else does that verse say? It says, honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise. It's the first one that you come across that has a promise associated with it. What a precious, precious commandment for the Lord to put a promise on here. That it may be well with you, and that thou mayest live long on the earth. All right, children. Did you hear that last part? That it may be well with you, and that you may live long on the earth. How does that sound? Does it sound like a good idea? Live long on the earth, have a decent life. Listen, what this promise is, okay? This promise is not guaranteeing that you won't have problems. This verse is not guaranteeing that you will be rich. What this verse is saying is that obeying and that honoring your parents will reap good things in your life. It will bring good things to your life. Well, how does that happen? What does that mean? Well, I just thought of a couple ideas. Listen, children, for you to honor your parents, it's teaching you right now how to honor other authorities in your life. Children, listen, you're going to grow up, and right now, while you're young, you guys, your parents are pretty much your main authority. You guys, as you're growing up, maybe you're starting to get some jobs. Who's an authority then? Your boss. And your mom and your dad. But listen, as you grow up, you're going to have increasing authorities. And God is so good. Because what he's done is from little on up is he's teaching you the importance of honoring your authorities. And you start by doing it with mom and dad. You respect them. You value them for who they are. Another thought about honoring your parents is it teaches you, children, the value of the position of a father and a mother. Because if the Bible says to honor fathers and mothers, the Bible is putting value upon that position of father and mother. It means that that's a precious place, that that's a place of responsibility, that's a place of authority, it's a place of privilege, it's a place of blessing, isn't it, parents? It's a place of a lot of responsibility, too. And children, what God's doing as he's teaching you to honor your parents, that's creating in your mind right now what it means to be a dad or a mom. That's an honorable position. And that should challenge you to really want to be a good dad, to really want to be a good mom. Because you realize the Bible puts value on that position. And so therefore you want to grow up and be that valuable position for God's glory. Now, here's an important truth. This all is falling in the context of a letter that the Apostle Paul is writing to a church. And in this letter, he has emphasized the importance of unity in the church. He emphasized the importance of submitting to one another. And part of all of this instruction is to you children. And you children, listen. This is your role in the church. This is how you can play an important part as you obey your parents and as you honor and give them value. That ministers to the church as a whole. It provides strength in your family, and strong families make a strong church. And you know what, children? Although, yes, you are under the authority of your parents, God has given you some instructions for you to do. Just like he's given your parents a lot of instructions, you have some too. All right, I'd like to do an illustration here now. And children, I want to make sure you can see everything that's up here, okay? So make sure you can see this. And I've asked my daughter, Grace, to be my volunteer to help, be my helper, okay? And what we're going to seek to illustrate here today is what you see in the paper, the journey of life. The journey of life from infancy to adulthood. Now, my daughter, she is 8, so she falls right into that childhood area, but she's going to do her best to play the roles of all of them, okay? I want you to know this is not rehearsed, okay? And it's not rehearsed on purpose. But I want you to pay attention to the parallels between life and parenting that you're going to see in this journey. So Grace, I want you to come up on the stage. Now, be careful where you walk, okay? And Gracie, I'm going to blindfold you, okay? I'm going to blindfold you. Now, do you trust me? Do you? Now, Gracie, I want to ask you a question. Why do you trust me? That's a good answer. Have I ever purposely hurt you? Can you see down here at your feet? Can you see your feet?
No.
Okay. Let me see. Here's what I want. I want you to be able to see your feet. So can you see your feet yet?
Yeah.
Okay, good. All right. Now, where's your eyeballs? Right there?
Yep.
Okay. All right. Are you nervous?
Yeah.
Can you still see your feet?
No.
Good, 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 good. Okay. As you can see on your diagrams, we begin the journey of life at infancy, and that's pretty obvious. That is, we begin our journey in life. Oh, I forgot one aspect. Grace, I need you to take your shoes off, please. Okay, do you still trust me? Okay. All right, we begin the journey of life as infants. And as we begin the journey of life as infants, life begins, and I want you to put this arm up here like this. We begin as we carry our children, don't we? In infancy, we have our children. They are our full responsibility, and they fully rely on us for everything, don't they? Yes? Right, they do. They need us for every aspect of life. Now, I'm dad, and this is my little girl. And I am on the journey of life, and my wife and I are blessed with a little baby girl, and her name is Grace. And in infancy, you doing okay? Okay. Can you breathe?
Yeah.
Okay. In infancy, they rely totally upon us. As little babies, it is so easy for babies to be hurt. They can swallow something, they can be dropped, or they can fall. All kinds of things can happen to little ones. And so therefore, the path is narrow. The dangers are very close on either side. And I have tacks on either side of me. My little one, my little girl, she's not able to walk this path alone. She needs her daddy and her mommy. And so as we go through this journey and life's full of dangers, I try my best, by God's grace, to carry her through this path of life carefully. so that she might not face the dangers that are here. Well, we come to the next stage of life, and that is that of childhood. Well, when we come to childhood, children, your responsibilities grow. And no longer is mom and dad, keep your feet right here. Don't move your feet, okay? You need to do exactly what I say, okay? Now, I'm gonna stay here. Stay right here, okay? This is a time where concentrated instruction, where boundaries are established. And as we go through this time of life, there are all kinds of pitfalls. There will be peers on either side, and if I wanted to, I could have you kids come up and kind of shout and try to distract Grace. But listen, there's going to be all kinds of distractions, and there's going to be pitfalls in front of our lives. But you know, God has given us as parents wisdom and experience and God's word to establish right boundaries. And he has given us the position to guide our children safely through this time period. Now, will our children at times get hurt? Yes, hopefully not today. But yes, there will be times when they will be hurt. What do? Do we just get rid of them? No, we minister to their hurts and their needs. When they do sin and step outside of the boundaries, we bring them lovingly back, teach them and discipline them so that they once will not go out of those boundaries again. This is a stage of life where we as Christian parents are seeking to teach them of the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And remember, children, parents, it is only by God's grace that we can walk this path. Because naturally, we want to test the boundaries, don't we? We want to walk our own way. We want to walk out of God's path for us. And it's only by God's grace that we can do this. So, Grace, I'm going to guide you through all of these obstacles and challenges in life. As you know, there's tacks on the floor. All right? Now, it is very important that you obey me. Do you understand why it's important to obey me? Why?
Because
you will get hurt. Because you don't know and see everything out there. Daddy, God has given Daddy some more experience. He can see things a little bit farther. Now, you know, parents, we don't know everything, do we? We don't know it all. And I'm not insinuating that. And there's flaws in this illustration. But you're getting the point. Now, Grace, I want you to take little creeper steps straight forward. Keep your feet together. I want you to go to the left. Which way is your left? Left hand. Put your left hand up. This one. Okay. I want you to turn a little bit to the left. Stop. Go straight ahead. Little creeper steps. You're doing good. You're doing fine. Trust me. You're doing fine. Keep going. Okay, keep going. All right, stop. Now, I want you to spread your feet just a little bit. A little bit more. Okay. Now, creeper steps. You have one right between your feet. Stay straight ahead. Straight ahead. You're doing good. Stop. Okay. Now, you have one that is touching your little toe. Okay. So I want you to bring your left foot next to your right foot. Okay, good job. All right, I want you to go straight ahead, creeper steps. Creeper. Gracie, you did it. Good job. You obeyed Daddy. You listened to my instructions. And you came safely through without getting hurt. Parents, I want you to know this is your responsibility. This is your responsibility of guiding your young people through these times of life. They need you. They need your instruction. They need your boundaries. So often in our culture today, it is put down, this aspect of providing boundaries. The culture tells you, give your kids whatever they want. Give them the freedom. Listen, God's word teaches us they need boundaries. And so parents, your role and your responsibility is to give them those boundaries and to guide and direct them through this time of life. Notice another thing. I gave her instructions, I established our trust, and I affirmed her obedience. That is so important. Your children need to know the difference between obedience and disobedience. They need to see your joy and the blessedness when they obey. And they need to know the discipline when they do not obey. But there should be a stark contrast. All right, Grace. I'm going to take one blindfold off. Can you see your feet? Okay. Grace, I am not going to hold your hand anymore. You are on your own. But one thing that I am going to do, Grace, is I'm going to talk to you, and I'm going to guide you the best that I can. Okay? Now, Grace, I would like you to come and walk straight forward to Creeper Steps. Keep walking. You're walking right between them. You're doing good. Stop. If you step to the left, Grace, you're going to hurt yourself. So I want you, which way's left? Okay. I want you to step to the right just a little bit. All right. I want you to walk straight forward, Creeper Steps. Straight forward. A little bit more. Stop. What do you see down at your feet? What do you feel there? You feel
down.
It goes down, doesn't it? It goes down. It really does. Now, Grace, what are you going to do to get down off of that? Let me give you some options. One, you can just jump off. Two, you can ask your daddy for help. And you can ask me to hold your hand. Three, you can just stand there all day. What would you like to do? You, it's your choice. There's not a right or a wrong answer necessarily. It's your choice. Okay. You may jump. Good job. Gracie, you did a good job. I'm proud of you. You made it. Your decision was very well thought through, and you did it well. Now, Gracie, I want you to sit on that chair that's to your left. We're going to learn to drive the car. And as we drive this car, I want you to do it. Go ahead, drive. Come on.
Well, how do I do that?
How do you do that? Well, first of all, what you do is you grab a steering. You can grab a steering wheel. There you go. Good. Grab a steering wheel. All right. The pedal on your right foot. That's your gas. That makes you go. The other one in the middle, or the one to the left, is your brake. Okay, that stops you. Go. Whoa, Grace. That sign right there, it's red. What do you think that means?
Stop.
Okay. You see that light over there? It's green. What does that mean?
Go.
Okay, good. All right. Okay, now I want you to stand up. And I'm going to take this blindfold off. And Grace, I want you to come up here and read this. You're on your own now. You're playing the role of an adult. Come up here and what does that say? You need to buy a car. What are you going to do? How are you going to buy a car? You're going to what?
Get money.
Yes, that's right. How are you going to get money?
Get a job.
Good. That's good. Now, how do you know about buying cars? Like a good car. What's a good car? Do you know? What are you going to do? Oh, you would ask me? Well, that's so special. Sorry, Tim. I'm sorry. She asked me. You know, so you would ask me about buying a car. Well, I would gladly tell you, and I'd even go with you if you wanted me to help you buy a car. But you know what's going to be your money? It's going to be because you worked. Gracie, you did a great job. Thank you. You may be seated. Give her a hand. As she walks out in life and adulthood, I trust you notice the different roles that a parent plays in life. Now, again, this is just my illustration, okay? And yes, there's probably holes through it. But I share that with you children today because, listen, it is so important you obey. So important. It is so important that you obey because it will keep you safe. It will keep you from stepping off and going off in things that are not good, from getting hurt, whether it's physically or emotionally. God has given you your parents, and you are to obey them. What else are you to do? What's it say? Honor them. So young people, you honor through obedience your parents. And as you approach adulthood, you honor through respect. And yes, your parents may have different ideas, and I may try to get Grace to buy a black car, and she wants the pink car. But you know what? She can honor me by saying, Dad, I'm glad you like the black car, but I think the pink car is for me. And that is totally fine. And you know, that's such a silly little picture of illustration, but you know what? You guys know there are a lot of hard things in life. And your young people come across these challenging things. And you know what? We as parents, we so much want to get over there and hold their hands or walk them through these things. But you know, as we do that, God has placed us in this role, providing wisdom. You know what? By God's grace, may He guide us through each one of these steps. And by God's grace, our children will do well. God has given us His word. His word is right. His word is good. And when He says, young people, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right, it's because it's good. When He says, honor your father and mother, it's because it's good. Lord Jesus, I thank You for this time this morning, and I thank You for helping us understand this passage and for ministering in the lives of all of us today. Lord, I stand before You humbled that I'm a daddy. I am so blessed. And I'm so blessed to have Your word that helps me to know how to be a daddy. And I pray that You would equip Your church and strengthen Your church with what we have heard today. In Jesus' name, amen.